I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The White House says the preliminary order by the International Court of Justice that Israel must take urgent action to prevent genocide in Gaza is consistent with the Biden administration's approach to the war and will not change U.S. policy supporting Israel. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittikuswara has this report.
The White House says the case is meritless and the ruling will not change staunch U.S. support for Israel. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby told VOA.
We'll have to watch how the process plays out, but it's difficult to see that it alone is going to change the approach. As I said, the president believes the approach we have been taking has been getting results, and we're going to keep at that.
Washington says the ruling is consistent with the administration's approach to urge Israel to minimize civilian harm and increase humanitarian aid, and that Israel has the right to ensure an attack does not happen again. Despite mounting casualties, Washington is against a ceasefire that it says will only benefit Hamas. Patsy Wittikuswara, VOA News, Washington.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is pushing back after the International Court of Justice ruling to limit death and destruction in the military's Gaza offensive, saying that, quote, we decide and act according to what is required for security. Among the first deaths reported since the ruling, three Palestinians were killed in an airstrike that Israel said targeted a Hamas commander. Meanwhile, nine countries have suspended funding for the main United Nations agency aiding Gaza's population after Israel alleged some staffers took part in the Hamas attack that sparked the war. The agency says it's, quote, immensely irresponsible to sanction it and Gazans at such a desperate time. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A group of elderly Nazi death camp survivors is marking the 79th anniversary of the Auschwitz liberation on Holocaust Remembrance Day. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
A group of Nazi death camp survivors gathered at the death wall in Auschwitz, Poland, where they laid wreaths and lit candles. The Nazis, who occupied Poland from 1939 to 1945, at first used the old Austrian military barracks at Auschwitz as a concentration and death camp for Poland's resistance fighters. In 1942, the wooden barracks, gas chamber and crematoria of Birkenau were added for the extermination of Europe's Jews, Romas and other nationals, as well as Russia's prisoners of war. I'm Karen Shamas.
Officials in Ukraine say Russia has provided no credible evidence to back its claims that their own forces shot down a military transport plane carrying Ukrainian prisoners of war who were to be swapped for Russian POWs. Ukraine's coordination staff for the treatment of prisoners of war said late Friday that Russian officials had, quote, with great delay, provided it with a list of the 65 Ukrainians who Moscow said had died in the Wednesday plane crash in Russia's Belgorod region. The agency says relatives of the named POWs were unable to identify their loved ones in site photos provided by Russia. Authorities in Belgorod said the crash also killed six crew members and three Russian servicemen. Congress is racing to eliminate a costly tax break program that was meant to protect workers' jobs during the COVID-19 pandemic. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
It's called the Employee Retention Tax Credit. Congress established the program during the pandemic to encourage businesses to keep workers on the payroll. It was expected to cost the government about $55 billion, but it's drained about five times that amount. And a whistleblower recently reported more than 95% of the current claims are fraudulent. Most lawmakers want to close down the program and are trying to pass legislation that would increase penalties for those who submit false reports. They estimate that could generate about $79 billion this decade, which they hope to put toward a more generous child tax credit. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Germany's train drivers' union is ending its six-day strike early and is back in talks with the country's railway operator. German news agency DPA reported Saturday that the strike by the GDL union on passengers' trains would end Monday morning at 0100 GMT instead of 1700 GMT as originally announced. The freight transport strike will end on Sunday evening at 1700 GMT. This week's strike was the fourth one by the union during the current negotiations to push their demands in a rancorous dispute with state-owned Deutsche Bahn over working hours and pay. Both parties said there would be no further strikes until March 3rd. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope.